he was an extraordinary leader. He literally was the leader who brought us to the renovated and expanded Eastman Theater. He was almost universally beloved by the faculty, the students, the staff. He was someone who just made people feel good to be in his presence. He was responsible for hiring about one-fifth of the faculty. He was working on a strategic plan that continued to revere our great traditional programs and was positioning Eastman for a future, which is recognizing the great transitions in music. He was someone who simultaneously was a very active composer. He wrote the music with which we moved in to Eastman Theater's renovation. It was our anthem. He wrote the anthem when we started our capital campaign. He was someone who was an extraordinary colleague. There are many, many great leaders at the University of Rochester. I can't think of any who was as much beloved as Doug. I will miss his smile. I will miss his charm, his wit, his erudition. I've only smoked 2 cigars in the last 20 years, and probably I shouldn't have smoked either one of them, but they were with Doug. We talked about poetry. We talked about how much we loved our families and our children. He was someone who was everybody's friend.
In his notification to the staff and students, Dean Jamel Rossi called Doug Lowry a friend to the community as well as a great musician. How do you feel his contributions made this community a better place?
He worked with many community leaders on the Eastman Theater Project. He was very committed to not only our concert schedule, but having so many free concert events and inviting the community in. He was thrilled by the progress of the Jazz Festival, and this is something we support. He was thrilled to support the RPO. He was someone who viewed music as a universal language, something that touches people in a way that sometimes words or pictures can't fully touch. It is a language of the heart. It is a language of the soul. And that, too, was a way that Doug reached out to the community.
You mentioned the Jazz Festival. Doug Lowry was a classical composer primarily, but he really liked a lot of different kinds of music.
I'll tell you something you don't know. Doug met his wonderful wife, Marcia, when he was playing in a rock band. There were a lot of dimensions to Doug. He was someone who just loved great music.
I know it's early on. This just happened today. But are there plans for the university to remember Doug and his contributions?
At 1:30 today in the main hall at Eastman, we'll be announcing some more of them at an event that the students and faculty and staff spontaneously put together. There will be a celebration or memorial service at some point to be scheduled down the line. He's someone who will always be with us in terms of the contributions he made to the school, in terms of the memories we cherish in our heart. And today I'll talk more about that at 1:30.
You and he were good friends. You mentioned smoking cigars with him, and I know that you had good times together. Are there times like that that you could share with us?
Doug and Marcia and my wife and I led a tour down the Danube for alumni a few years back, and it gave us a little over a week together. And it was a chance, you know, not just to focus on the specific issues of the Eastman School, but to bond in ways I really have the opportunity to do with others. He was someone who had such an easy, gracious nature. And I remember, for example, occasions having pizza with him in his kitchen. He was a gourmet pizza chef who would customize each pizza. They were never two alike, and always with a constant stream of conversation and music in the background. There was, you know, this was a full and wonderful human being.
How would you like to see the community remember him and continue his legacy?
I think when Doug reflected upon this, you know, he more than anything else, he would view music as something which brings us together. He would be thrilled to know that the Eastman School, the Eastman Theater, the RPO, so many music programs in this community continue and thrive. I think more than anything else, he was also a teacher, and his commitment to his faculty and students and staff were something that was always uppermost in his mind. And so, you know, supporting them as well as supporting music probably is the legacy he would have most wanted. He was committed to excellence. I mean, he not only loved music, he loved great music. And that's what Eastman stands for and has always stood for. And to have a school and theater of this quality in a city of our size is an extraordinary thing. And I think Doug was very proud that he was the steward of this great school and great facility over the last 6 years. And he would be, I think, just delighted to see that stewardship continue and the school continue to succeed and thrive, and the theater always to be used for the enrichment of the community.
He had written a piece for the celebration of the Memorial Art Gallery's centennial.
He wrote the piece, and it was performed a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Doug not only wrote it, but was a narrator, and I do not think I in any way deprecate his memory by saying with the corniest French accent that was ever heard in Rochester, of which he was greatly proud. It was a wonderful event, and I suspect it will be performed from time to time in the future.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about Doug Lowry?
He was a great colleague and a great friend, and I will always cherish his memory.